I didn't mean to say that. It just slipped out. Probably because I hear it so much at school. I don't know what to do about it.
Ask the Lord to help you filter out the bad influences and keep only the thoughts that are acceptable to Him. Hi there, come on in. Uncle Charlie here. Filters, that's the name of my story. Colossians 3, let's start at verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Our story, filters. Stephanie clapped a hand over her mouth. She had said a word she knew she should never use. "Oops, I'm sorry, Mom," she said when she saw her mother's stern look. I didn't mean to say that. It just slipped out. Probably because I hear it so much at school." Stephanie shrugged. "I don't really know what I can do about that, do you?" She watched as Mom put a white paper into the basket of the coffee pot. "What's that thing for?" asked Stephanie. "Oh, this is a filter," said Mom. She began to spoon coffee grounds into the basket. "The filter lets the water through, but keeps the coffee grounds from going into the coffee." She plugged the coffee pot into the outlet. "That filter is a pretty good example of what you need to do to keep from using and hearing bad words," Mom added. "You need to learn to filter out all the bad things you hear and see. Just because you see someone do something wrong, you don't have to do it too. And just because you hear bad words, you don't have to say them. Filter out the bad and keep the best." "How?" asked Stephanie. "Purposely concentrate on things that are good," suggested Mom. "Say a prayer for help when you're faced with something displeasing to God, and depend on Him for help. He wants to give it to you." "Okay, I'll try," agreed Stephanie. She showed her mother an online ad. "Can I watch this show tonight?" Stephanie asked. Mom read the description and shook her head. "I don't think it's the type of program you should see," she said. "It sounds pretty violent, and I'm sure the language and morals wouldn't be what God wants us to say and do." "Yeah, probably," Stephanie admitted. But then she grinned. "It'll be okay if I watch it. I'll just filter out all the bad stuff," she teased. "No way," Mom exclaimed. "We should filter bad things out when we can't help but see or hear them. But we shouldn't dump garbage into our minds on purpose." She gave Stephanie a playful swat. "Shall I dump garbage into this coffee pot, let the filter do its best, and then serve you the resulting drink?" Stephanie laughed. "No way." "Well, how about you? Do you find yourself unintentionally saying or doing something wrong? The best policy is to avoid being where you'll hear or see bad things. If that's impossible, ask the Lord to help you filter out the bad influences and to keep only thoughts and ideas that are acceptable to Him. Psalm 19:14, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And our key thought, keep your thoughts pure. I remember hearing someone say, "You can't keep a bird from landing on your head, but you can keep him from making a nest in your hair." Thoughts will come into your mind that are not good, but when they do, immediately think about something good. Think about a good friend. Think about a good treat. Drive those evil thoughts away by replacing them with something better. I'm Uncle Charlie, and I love it when you take time to listen to Keys for Kids. I'll be back here tomorrow, and I hope you will too. Keys for Kids is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Bye now. Thanks for listening.